How does the nanometer work?
It's pretty easy. So the DX is so good, you will feel this wow feeling. So you will feel a lot of magic happening. And if it's really bad, it will be like this boo.
Welcome to the JS World Podcast, powered by passionate people. Here we interview our speakers from the JS World Conference. We talk life, tech, and all sorts of things. Like what we have to offer? Like and subscribe. And don't forget to follow us on at JS World Conf on Twitter.
Welcome to the JS World Podcast. My name is Christopher. I'm a front-end consultant working for passionate people. Today I'm joined by my coworker.
I'm Renee, also a consultant with passionate people, and we're joined today by Alex Hove.
Hove.
Hello. I'm not a consultant for passionate people, but I'm Alex.
You're not?
Yeah,
interview
I'm not
over.
Yet.
This is done. This is yeah, I thought we were
yeah. Repeat. Yeah, I'm consultant for passionate people. I'm consultant. Okay.
You were supposed to say it right.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I think it's
I'm quite clear. You're not the consultant
with passionate people.
I need to do a hashtag now. I'm becoming nervous.
So this is something that happened behind the scenes, and thankfully there's no video footage of this, but we did handstands. Right, and you did a perfect handstand, no problem for you. I tried, first time was okay, second time, fell down. So we're talking about the idea of doing a handstand up.
Okay.
Would you like to go through the idea of the handstand up for the viewers at home? What would that look like?
First step, find a wall. You need to find a wall.
There we go.
Especially if it's one of those walls that you don't smash into it and fall down like 10 meters below and die.
So not a thin fake wall.
I mean, you can, but that's
not
like
a banner.
Level 3. We are in level 0 right now.
All right.
So level 0 is first you have to say hello, then you do stand up, and during the stand up you find a wall and you do the stand up, the handstand in the stand up in the wall.
That's good.
I think that's the prime
example.
It's a making your stand up very short.
Yeah, because you can't breathe. Okay, I'm just trying to hold on. I'm doing this today, but
I think that's actually the perfect start there.
Well, being very, very short and to the point.
Just imagine if a strong man is that strong without handstanding. Just imagine all the standards doing handstanding. He will be a super strong man.
That's very true. So Renee has officially been dubbed as the strong man.
Yeah, apparently the strong man. I'm now the strong man, but I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah, that's not a bad nomenclature. So
I mean, you have no control on what the people do, right? So.
Exactly. So you might as well accept it. Right?
Maybe we can get Renee Strongman trending.
Hashtag
Strongman Renee.
Let's get something else trending. let's get this talk trending.
We only need the cape, you know, like. You have a cape.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
He has a cape. Oh my God! No, that's not gonna happen.
Oh. Yes, let's do this.
So I'm gonna be, this was my outfit for the party, or just finding some use for this, but clearly we found a use for this.
Okay. Yes. You look perfect.
Have you seen boys?
Yes.
I feel good now, I feel better.
Have you seen boys?
Yeah. Yeah.
You look like the main character, which I don't remember now the name, it was a...
Peacemaker. No.
The bad guy that was strong and he was like supposed to be the good guy, but it's the bad guy.
Is this The Boys?
I think it was Peacemaker.
I've not seen
in
The Boys.
Amazon Prime.
I've not seen The Boys. I know of it, but I've not seen it. But I mean, let me give you a different one, right?
Okay.
So, you have Captain America, right? In Dutch, we could say Sergeant Nederland.
Sergeant Nederland.
Oh, that sounds so bad.
Sergeant Nederland.
Sergeant Nederland.
Sargento Holandes. Sergeant Nederland.
Yes, there we go. He gets it.
Wait.
See?
In Colombia, it would be Sargento Holandés.
Sargento Holandés.
Yes.
Yes, there we go. I can speak fluent Colombian, even though I'm speaking English.
Perfecto, mamacito.
Perfecto, papacito.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Getting the hang of it.
Okay. So where's our bandeja paisa?
Oh, bandeja paisa, it's not strong, man. It's a belly man. Yeah, it makes you belly.
I'm not that much of a belly man, but I do like my bandeja paisa. It's good. It's like a traditional Colombian meal for the workers, right? So it's beans, it's rice, it's a lot of meat.
A lot of meat.
It's a fried egg. You have avocado, fried banana, sausage, minced meat, and bacon. But like proper bacon, like a whole strip.
Basically,
piece, thick.
Everything you have in the fridge, you put it together.
That's it.
Bandeja paisa.
Yeah. Actually, it's very tasty, but a bit fatty.
So 2,000 calories or something. Yeah.
But they have really, really, really good fruits. All tropical fruits you can imagine. and the others that you cannot imagine, like Guayabana, I don't remember some names. They put it like in milk, they do the milkshake, and it's super.
That's very
super
good. Yeah.
Good. It's super good. It's huge, it's so inexpensive, it's amazing.
I know.
I'm getting these tips here, man.
It's very, yes. You know,
it's very good.
Yes. It's good for the muscles.
It's going to help me with
I'm not going to show the muscles right now because I have not been to the gym in about a year and a half, so.
Then you should be proud. You're keeping yourself quite good.
So far.
You did two handstands.
True.
Yeah, that was so impressive.
True. I fell down still. But
very athletic.
Thank you very much. Anyway. We were supposed to talk about something Vue related.
Yeah.
So I'm going to open up the laptop because we came very, very much prepared.
Very
it's
much.
It's the end of the day.
Well, that's not completely true because I did look it up because I was triggered by the DX.
That's
magic
that's
of DX.
Exactly like, what's
what
triggering
is
me.
DX? You know, so, yeah, it was a very lazy wordplay, actually, wasn't it?
Well, it's. I was thinking a lot of days for that sentence to come up, you know, like magic of DX in the Vue universe, like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, the sentence sounds good, like the magic of DX in the Vue universe.
I think I like Vueniverse best.
Yeah.
As a word.
It's.
I mean, like, we have a Marvel tradition, right? We also had the.
Yeah, exactly.
Sergeant Nederland.
So.
Captain America.
We had to use the
Vueniverse magician.
The Vueniverse magician. I like it. The Vueniverse magician.
The Vueniverse magician.
Yeah,
It's like a different version of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, because he does the magic with the DX.
So I should do that.
Try to do that.
Alex Clover in the Vueniverse of Madness.
Vueniverse of Madness.
Okay. That's a film I would go and see. That's like super funny. Then everybody, instead of like doing daily stand-ups, they would do daily hand stand-ups.
But let's get back on track.
Oh, yeah,
back on track.
Magic back of the DX in the universe.
Yes.
It's about developer experience. Okay.
But
it's about developer experience, it's about magic, it's about developers, and it's about Vue, because we are in the Vue asteroid.
Of course, we're in the Vue universe.
We are in the Vue universe right now. Exactly. Out of that door, it's not Vue universe. Now we are in Vue
here universe. Today.
So enjoy it while it lasts.
Yesterday, universe. Yeah.
Actually, what the people liked the most in the talk, or that's my feeling, I'm thinking about the people right now, it was the magic meter. The magic meter. That's the best tool you can use to measure DX.
Magic meter.
The magic meter, yeah. Because DX, there are a few things that can be objective. Mm-hmm. Like I shared three keys in my talk. First, you have to make a tool as easy as to use as possible. Like mm-hmm. Even the user doesn't notice. It's like when you go to a restaurant and they take very well care of you. Like, hey, sir, please come in, sit down. What do you like to like, blah, blah, blah. So everything is so smooth. That should be like using a tool as well, like feeling like that. Second, you have to shorten the steps from the initial point until your user's goal. Mm-hmm. So maybe your user goes to creating a website. If you can make it in one button, one day, maybe we'll see it. Who knows?
Copilot much, right?
Oh,
it's a good start. GitHub Copilot.
Oh, GitHub Copilot.
We're already getting there. Where your code is like.
Yeah, we're just going to be automated.
It's going to be a bit added with AI, right?
It's so clever.
I don't think we'll be automated away, but I do see it happening where with one click, it could, based on some parameters, generate a website for you. Sure.
At least you start typing, and it generates like a bunch of code that most of the time is not too bad.
Yeah.
And in the backend is better.
Oh, I think so, I've seen that. That's really good.
Yeah, Copilot is amazing. Yeah. Really, really cool stuff.
Yeah. So you're like this, and the
it
code
just
is,
happened.
It happens.
But apparently, we had someone on yesterday. I can't remember who it was that said it can even write blog posts because it knows the context in your writing, and then it starts
that would
sort
be
of
super amazing.
Started adding like pieces to the blog post. So I was like, wow, that's
amazing.
That's super amazing.
Imagine that with the code. Yeah, then it's gonna be like almost a one-click page. Just there it is.
I mean, that's the second key: shorten the steps as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So in a straight block. I'm working in Storyblock, maybe that's a point that is good to mention for context, right? Apart from doing handstands and that's it. So in Storyblock, it used to take a while to connect your website with Storyblock. You had to do a lot of manual steps to fully connect it with the visual editor with all the real-time editing experience. But now we shorten it to 3 steps. So that's the second key, shorten the steps as much as possible. In our case, it was 3. But if you use Next, which it's been like a really hot topic here in the conference, you will see that with Next, getting to your goal, I mean like building an app or a website here, it does a lot of things for you. So it shortens a lot the steps. But the 3 key is making it consistent. So here I recall a lot this this thing from the MacBooks. So I don't know if you know, in the Windows, the OK and cancel buttons, it used to be OK in the left and cancel in the right. Mm-hmm. But Mac, they did it the other way around. And yeah, you know, Mac is very, I mean, Apple is very well known, and probably nowadays, now it makes sense. But at the beginning, it was breaking that rule. What happens? You are confused because you are used to one thing and not with the other. Mm-hmm. So when you make consistent how the people use your tools or your product or whatever, maybe across the different technologies or across the different variations, or if you organize this conference here and you organize another conference in Sweden, but they all share the same style, mm-hmm. process, whatever, it will be, the experience will be much more pleasant for the people. So that are the three keys. But then how can we measure DX? Because it's more like subjective, it's more like the feeling. That's the magic meter.
So how does, so the, how does the magic meter work?
It's pretty easy. So if the DX is so good, you will feel this wow feeling. So you will feel a lot of magic happening. And if it's really bad, it will be like this boo feeling. Like you are angry, you are disgusted, you are mad.
disgusted, even like, oh, oh, I don't want to use this
tool stack. Makes me feel physically.
Oh my God, exactly. I can't do this anymore. It's too much.
Yeah, yeah, jQuery.
Hey, oh, no, yeah. No bashing on jQuery, because jQuery helped us out a lot back in the day.
Oh, back in the day, it was really
back cool. in the day, it was like the day. Tool to use.
Man, there were many people in my talk that they didn't try it. Webpack 1. That was like 3-4 years ago. jQuery was much
jQuery
behind, so.
2005.
Yes. Maybe you say jQuery and nobody knows here about what jQuery, according to this audience at least.
Yeah, well, it could happen.
Or maybe they were shy, like, hey, I use it, but I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, because then people were fearful.
They're ashamed. So like, well, yeah, everyone's doing this awesome, fancy stuff with Vue, and I'm still stuck on jQuery.
They say that mind is really clever about deleting traumas from your mind. So maybe that's just know about bit, but no.
Well, after we got the alternatives, then maybe they're like, jQuery, just forget about that.
Exactly.
But I like this magic matter, though.
Jay? No, I'm Alex. No, Jay. I'm not Jay. I'm sorry. You're confused.
What's it mean? It's not jQuery. It's
jQuery.
Jake Query.
Jake Query?
Jake Query.
Who's Jake?
That's a good question. We're losing track again.
Okay.
It's so late.
Oh, we're in so much of track. It's ridiculous.
This is probably the most bountiful interview of the day. And I'm quite enjoying it.
Yeah, this is nice, man. This is like a good one to round it all off.
You told me, how was your talk before? It was this, but with more people.
Oh, that's actually... Did you get
some people to do a handstand?
Not, but they were like, woo, clapping and everything.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it would be weird for them, right? So we have to take care of the people that come to watch us.
That's fair enough. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Back to the magic matter and the DX.
Magic matter. Oh, yeah, I thought I heard it incorrectly, but it's magic meter.
Magic meter. So how did you improve that with the current tool stack that you're working on? Or how do you ensure for yourself, for the people you work with, that the DX is just optimal? Like, what's the best developer experience you've had?
The way we did it, mm-hmm. and I mean, DX, I think, is kind of a science that is not as exploded as possible. But if I had to say what would be the process or the framework to improve DX in a tech product that you're building, it's a matter of three steps. First, you have to ask yourself, what's your user's goal? Mm-hmm. So for example, let's say you're building a library that connects to WebSockets for updating the state in your backend. Mm-hmm. And just making this up, I'm not sure if it makes sense. So the first thing you have to do is, okay, the tool you're building, what's the goal for the user in like 90% of the cases? Of course, there will be like 10% of the cases that may be more advanced, or you have to give them other ways to do things or more lower level things. But 90% of the cases, what is your user trying to achieve? That's the first question. Second, think about the user journey, how it is from zero to that goal, and follow just the three keys. Make it easy, shorten the steps, and make it consistent. If you follow those rules, and that is like the simplest framework I can think of, I think you're in a good path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but making
in our case, for example, in StoryBlock, Studio Lock is a headless CMS with a visual editor. Being headless means that you can use Vue, Nuxt, or any technology, but you have to do an initial setup. From that point, when you connect together the visual editor with the Nuxt Vue application, everything works together. But to do that connection, you had to do a few things. In the past, it used to take like installing three libraries and doing quite some code from yourself to connect all those together. We managed to do it just by installing one library, and you follow three simple steps. Mm-hmm. You install it and configure it. You create all your Vue components for every studio block component. And third, you just use the use studio block function, and does everything automatically.
Okay.
Maybe in some cases, you need to do something out of that way, mm-hmm. out of that path. We still didn't get any insights of customers or people or developers that they needed something different. But we provide you with also lower level utilities, so you can do more manual things. But most of the people, that's what they want to achieve. So we made that path as short and as easy as possible. That's how I see that we should do DX.
I have a question about this, because
yep.
I really like the idea of the framework where you have the three steps, basically.
Yeah.
Right? But the third step, you say, is consistency.
Consistency.
But consistency is something that will change over time, right? Because the way we use our tools will change over time, and the way we are comfortable with using our tools changes over time.
That's
right?
True.
So to gauge the magic experience, right, where you say, like, hey, this is a tool that it feels so comfortable to use,
yeah.
to as opposed to, oh, this feels so bad to use, I'm not going to touch this again. How do you keep improving on consistency to keep that experience up?
I think...
How do you yeah. gauge that particular part?
That's really a great question, because being consistent about different technologies or different like variations, it might be not that easy. Because, for example, we have this user journey that I just mentioned to you on how to connect Studio with a website. But for example, React and Vue, they have these composables or hooks are called in React. So we can use the use Studio function. Mm-hmm. But Svelte doesn't have it. So it's like the best you can do is to keep in mind what's the user journey. And then, depending on the different technologies, try to use their syntax and their features to make it look as consistent as possible across the different technologies. So for example, in Svelte, there is no use Studio Lock because there is no composition things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have two different functions, and the user journey looks mostly the same. It's just the code can be slightly different.
Slightly different, okay.
Yeah, also the syntax and the different functions. But as long as the user journey is consistent, which is more like...
So it's not necessarily from a development perspective, like it needs to have the same syntax or it needs to have the buttons in the same place, as long as the user journey, what you're trying to achieve is the same or consistent across all these different technologies.
Exactly. If, for example, you're building a CLI to create new projects in Svelte, in Astro, in any of the cool kits, and if doing that is so similar in the different technologies, then you're in a good way.
That means the user... Because I see that a lot, that if you change technology, then suddenly you get the new tooling.
Yes.
And it's really a different approach, or you have to relearn everything on how you build stuff, do things, deploy it maybe even, run it even, maybe debug it, test it. Yeah. It's just such a pain.
But honestly, we don't even need to talk about technology. Think about McDonald's. You got McDonald's in Spain, in the Netherlands, in Germany, in China. And I'm pretty sure the way to order and the products and everything is as consistent as possible. Of course, in Spain, maybe you have it from Spanish ham, and in China, you have fish, burgers, I don't know what.
You don't
what's
need to know the language
China,
to go through the menus at the columns, right? So mm-hmm. you just know, because if it's consistent, it's the same. You know the what the products are based on the images. Navigation is the same thing.
Exactly. That's the thing.
That's actually a really great analogy.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry for McDonald's, by the way.
Oh, I'm also pretty
super
hungry.
Hungry.
Yeah, super hungry. For real.
After this, we're going to have
to
scavenge.
After this,
some hamburgers, please. Some hamburgers.
Apparently, in the speaker room, there's some food. So,
what's like the, where do you see the developer experience, or where do you think the biggest gains are to be had in the current developer experience, separate from the Vueniverse, or, like if you look at all the tooling that you have, languages.
I'm not sure it's totally related to your question, but I understand it this way. But you know, one of my last slides was, for me, my favorite, because I think it's the one that we talked the least about developer experience. Because we think about developer experience, we think about tools, we think about implementations, mm-hmm. we think about this magic feeling, right?
Yeah.
But actually, developer experience is also one of the best strategies that a company or yourselves you can have to attract developers to use your tool. Mm-hmm. Nuxt 3 is a really good example. So you haven't seen the Nuxt team doing like big advertisement or being in the New York Square, you know, on the Nasdaq Square doing advertisement or whatever. No, they just built a tool that develops experience is amazing and that attracted a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So no, of the takeaways I would say for developer experience is if you make a great developer experience and you have a product or a tool that developers use, that's already one of the best marketing strategies you can do. And you have, yeah, in Spain we say, matarás dos pájaros de un tiro. So you will kill two birds from one shot. Mm-hmm. So just focusing on one thing, you have two benefits. You have a product that people love and a product that is easy to use and I mean.
It's a win-win in that sense.
Yeah, it's two wins.
That's great.
That's good.
I like that.
Thank you so much for coming on. We always like to finish off the interviews with the one big question. The one question, we call it.
I don't have any money, sorry.
Damn it. Would you believe this?
I'm sorry.
A developer without money?
I even lost my cape because of this.
Yeah, I wasn't paid for
it. Uncle Jan, incredible.
I just talked for...
That was not the question.
That was not a question. No. Okay. So we asked this to every speaker. Do you have a developer hack or a life hack that you would like to share with our audience that changed your life?
A developer hack or a life hack?
Yeah. We already talked about like the handstand thing.
I mean, the guy on developer experience should have some developer.
Yeah. You should have something. No pressure, though.
You got me like blank.
Right? Oh, really?
Yes. Maybe. Yeah, I have one hack.
Yeah.
I have my hack. Just have fun. Use humor.
Well, I think we succeeded very much.
Yeah, this was no problem.
But everywhere in your life, I mean, even in serious meetings, I always say humor is risky. You know, you can go over the line, mm-hmm. and maybe some people, you know, you will get some people mad, but you will have fun, and the ones that appreciate it will love you more. So use humor. Use humor.
So would you consider...
We didn't use any humor here, right?
Yeah,
we should use more.
So would you consider, instead of having a semicolon in someone's code, the Greek question mark, you know, they're similar, but then your linter will fail.
I'm not sure if that's humor, if that's just plain evil.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, right? That's why I'm asking. Is that going too far? Or?
There is a separation of being annoying and being cool, right? So don't take it personal. Don't look at me like that. A strong guy, please do something.
I can do something after the camera.
This interview is officially over now.
Yeah.
No. I'm just asking for friends.
You see, you're having humor right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, of course I'm having humor. I love
just laughing away.
Yes. Like, humor is, meanwhile, when I go to bed tonight, I'm just crying myself to sleep, you know.
It's also very subjective humor. It's very subjective humor also. Yeah. I mean, I went to London like a couple of months ago, and that humor, I didn't understand.
In London, you mean?
In London.
British humor.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing personal,
That is personal.
I'm sure you get over it.
Me or
you?
No, don't be so sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best.
No, it's going to be fine. Don't worry.
I prefer the Dutch humor. The gamba di banana, this kind of cool thing that you say the whole time.
That was actually pretty good. Do you know any others?
Oh, I don't want to say the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do see a lot of science around this as well, like... that we might have to wrap it up.
Yes, we are going to have to wrap it up. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
And we'll hope to see you next time.
See you next time.
All right.
Yeah, next time.
Of course.
Thanks for listening, and until the next one.